So you've been successful in your career for a while, and you look around and think, there really has to be something more meaningful. Dean Nawalny spent 20 years on Wall Street and came to the same conclusion. He recently wrote the book Trade Up, and he's here to tell us all about it. Dean, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit more details. Why did you write Trade Up?
I remember, John, standing on the 40th floor, looking out my office window, thinking I should be the happiest person on earth. I have a beautiful wife, two great kids, a lot of toys that I thought would bring me happiness. And I just yelled out, God, there has to be more to life than this. Mm. So at that point in my life, which I call the season of smoldering discontent, I really began to think through what would life look like if I aligned with God's purpose for my life? What is His calling on my life? So that was the first reason. And the second reason is really there was a Gallup study that was done that said only 1 in 5 folks believe they are doing something that really matters.
Wow.
Which means 80% of folks get up every morning, go to work, and feel their work has no meaning or doesn't matter.
Wow.
So, John, those are the reasons I wrote the book Trade Up, to help people figure out what's next for them.
Okay, so did you come to the conclusion that you need to sell all your possessions and move to Africa?
Actually, what happens is when someone goes through the Halftime Institute and really makes eye contact with God and figures out what their passions and strengths and spiritual gifts are and really gets focused on their sweet spot, if you will, 60% of those folks actually stay right where they're at.
Hmm.
We help them try to figure out, how can I be salt and light in the marketplace? So, yeah, not many people do move to Africa, but it does happen.
Now, when you talk to groups, you have what they call the three disruptive questions. What are those three questions? How does that work?
Yeah, the three disruptive questions really are business-type questions, but they tie into this transition. What is all your winning costing you? It's costing something.
Hmm.
Many go through the Halftime program and realize that their relationship with their wife or kids or husband and kids isn't where it needs to be. So it's costing them something. The second is, what do you have that is priceless in your life, and what are you doing to protect it? And again, it could be your spouse, it could be your children, it could be your health, it could be your faith. What is priceless, and what are you proactively doing to protect that?
Hmm.
And then the third question has to do with metrics, and that is, if you were living the perfect life 2 years from now, what would that look like? Not what would you be doing, but what would that look like?
Right.
And for me and my wife, Lisa, what that would look like is that we both are in God's sweet spot, serving in hopefully having an impact in the kingdom. Our children have high self-esteem. We're strong in our faith. We're healthy. And so for everyone, that metric may look different, but for us, that's what it is. So those are the three disruptive questions that we start with.
Well, I tell you, it just sounds like a fascinating book, and to think that 80% of people are in a career that they find meaningless is just a haunting kind of an idea. So what a powerful tool for folks, Dean. Thank you so much.
Yeah, oh, you're very welcome, John, and I agree with that. We really try to help people, and I write about it in Trade Up, find joy, impact, and balance in what they do every day.
And that's really the point of this entire program, Life with Purpose Radio. So, Dean, thanks so much. How can folks get a copy of the book?
Well, folks can get a copy of the book at tradeupbook.com is the website. The book is being sold at Amazon and other outlets. And if they want to learn more about our program, it's thehalftimeinstitute.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Dean.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Absolutely. Dean Nawalny, and the book is called Trade Up, and you can find that just about anywhere books are sold. Specific and more detailed information at tradeupbook.com. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.